As always, dear Heavenly Fathers, just guide my words. Don't let me say anything that's not of you, and don't let me say anything that you don't want me to say, dear Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. I had a different title before this morning. The title was Stand. Then God talked to me this morning and was like, nope, not it. So my title is Trust in the Lord. Amen. I'm going to start the same way. I'm going to end the same way I start, which is with a verse, which is Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Fairly simple, or so we think. Going to talk about three people. They are all in the Bible. Two of the three have definitely been me. And the third one, I'm trying. So number one, not to say that any of these people's relationship with God was bad, but they went through some stuff. First person, Joseph. Joseph had a whole lot of family. Genuinely reminds me of my family because I got a whole lot of family. And with his whole lot of family, he happened to be the youngest, and he happened to be his daddy's favorite. I can't even say I'm my daddy's favorite. So he might have that one up on me. But anyway, he was his daddy's favorite, and his brothers were jealous of him, which started all of his issues. I'm fairly certain Joseph trusted his brothers. I'm fairly certain Joseph put his trust in his brothers that they would never let anything happen to him. But what did they turn around and do but sell him into slavery? Can't always rely on your family. Your family is not going to always be there for you. Your family is not going to always do the right thing. It just doesn't happen that way, unfortunately. I, myself, have leaned on the faith of my own family for so long that at some point you just have to stand on your own faith. Second person, and as most of you know, this person is kind of my favorite. His name is Jonah. I've stood up here and talked about Jonah a lot. But I'm Jonah as well. God gave Jonah a job. And Jonah said no. Jonah said, nope. As a matter of fact, the direction that you want me to go, I am going in the completely opposite. As far away from that, that devilish place as possible. Because God told him that had Jonah not gone and did what he did, he was going to end up destroying everything. But Jonah took things in his own hands and did what he wanted to do, not what God told him to do. I've been that person. I've been that person that has run away from God. You know, most of y'all in here literally watched me grow up. I didn't tell everybody everything. the person in here that probably knows me the best doesn't know everything about me, that being Shishi, didn't tell her everything. But I wanted to run as far away from what God was leading me to as possible. Look where I'm at now. Can't avoid it. Can't run from it. You can't take things in your own hands. If God is leading you in a particular direction, you just got to go. Hence, again, trust in the Lord. Third person, Daniel. Daniel was a very mighty man of God. People didn't like him. Just to put it fairly plain. People didn't like him. His peers did not like him. They thought, you know, everything that you can think about. He's holier than thou. He thinks he's better than us, blah, blah, blah. They just didn't like him. So they convinced the king to come up with a set of rules. And if they broke said set of rules, get thrown into the lion's den. Daniel hears about these rules and continues to do what he's supposed to do.
Amen.
Regardless of the consequences. I strive to be as strong as Daniel. I know I come up here and, you know, we talk at y'all. But like all of us have said, everything that we give up here is for us. I'm talking about me because I'm the only person I can talk about. I strive to be like Daniel. Because even when the world was telling Daniel that he was doing wrong, he knew he was doing what God wanted him to do. He put his trust in the Lord, and when he got thrown in the lion's den, God kept him safe.
Yes.
No matter what was going on, God kept him safe. We can't rely on our friends, our family. We can't even rely on our own thinking. Literally the only thing that we can do is trust in the Lord. If you can't do that, you don't have anything. You can't move forward in life.
Amen.
Life doesn't work for you. Yes, life is hard. Yes, we think we have all the answers. We're human. We're always going to think we all have the answers, but that's just not the case. We have to strive to be like Daniel. I have to strive to continue to try to be like Daniel. Or else life just doesn't work, not life here on earth. So, once again, I just admonish you, Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. God's not gonna lead you in the wrong direction. He has no reason to. He loves us. He cares about us.
Yes.
And he always wants the best for us. So again, trust in the Lord, not your family, not your friends, mm-hmm. not even yourself. Trust in the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, this is extremely short, but I think I made my point. And not even my point. I think I made your point. Help us, guide us, lead us, continue to show us how we just need to trust in you. And everything is going to be okay. It doesn't matter what we go through. It doesn't matter what trials or tribulations that we go through, because you told us that there was going to be trials and tribulations. At no point did you ever tell us that being a Christian, being a follower of Christ, was going to be easy. And for sure, it is not. You did not lie. Not that you're capable of anyway. So I just thank you. I thank you for giving us the strength. I thank you for giving us the wisdom. I thank you for giving us everything that we need to continue to trust in you, dear Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen.